Thanks, Mark.
Okay, go ahead.
Thanks, Mark. For some reason, I'm gonna move this. All right, it is 6:04 and we are calling the meeting to order for the Derby Cultural Commission on August 29th, Monday, 2022. So we'll stand for the Pledge of Allegiance. Well, I will. I pledge of allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Okay. Do a roll call. Susan Schroeder here. Ian Schroeder.
Here.
Okay. By the way, the agenda will be uploaded on the city website. It was sent, and it's going to be brief tonight anyway. So do we have anybody for the public portion who wants to speak? I know that some people follow this, and they can certainly speak if they have any questions on the other meetings and any minutes. So the second call for anybody who would like to speak from the public for tonight's meeting. And a third call, open to the public to speak for the Cultural Commission. Okay, so moving on, the old business. Well, we've got a backup of minutes. So they're slowly getting published because, as you may know from the roll call, we're short on staff. So right now I've got the June minutes and I'm working backwards. We'll do June, we'll do May. And then we'll have to also do August. So we're getting there and they will be uploaded. They will be published. And if you didn't want to wait for the minutes to be published, you can always watch the Zoom meetings that are published. Because we've been holding consistently Zoom meetings since March. I don't think we've missed any. So everything is available and open to the public one way or another, whether it's Zoom or whether it's the minutes themselves or the agendas. And you can also check our Facebook page too. So that's the minute portion. Now, normally we would be approving these Zoom minutes, but we can't because we don't have a quorum. Out of the six of us, there's two of us here. So we would have to have, I think at least, now I don't even remember anymore, but at least four of us. Now, we are going to go over the treasurer's report. Mr. Treasurer Ian, did you have anything for July?
Yeah, I had a few things. So I have three things. So for the 1st of July, there is the fireworks, the mostly green band, and that cost $500. Then on the 5th, we paid the Valley Arts Council $50. And then the 22nd, Shelton Printing, paid $350 for a total of $900 for the month of July.
Okay, so that came out of the new fiscal year then, right?
Partly, yeah. The third thing did, Shelton Printing. The first two were first and the fifth.
Right, but I mean, the invoices, you mean they were paid, $550 were paid in July from June's money? Okay, I see what you're saying, from the old fiscal year, right?
Yes.
Okay, so then $300 came out of our new fiscal year, and that was Shelton Printing, mm-hmm. and that was from the Derby Day banners and the signs, right?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So I think we have one remaining invoice from Derby Day, which I'm waiting to get for $100. because that company was out of the country. So they weren't operating to send us the $100 invoice. And that would have been for the gift certificates for La Colba Boutique. And that was for the fashion show. So then out of the 10,000 new fiscal year balance, we took 300 out. So that leaves us with 9,700 of our actual Cultural Commission regular duties would be the balance, right? 9,700? Mm-hmm. Treasurer?
Yes.
Okay, 9,700? Okay. So a report on recent events, moving on. The summer concerts have been going great. I guess it was a lot of variety. I was at a couple of them. I enjoyed the Russian, I want to call it Russian one, but it was somewhere in those Baltic states. That was a lot of fun. And last week, I think we got rained out. I forget what's going on. I think there's some kind of jazz or funk this Tuesday night, tomorrow night. So the summer concerts are going well. And September kicks it into Friday nights. So the concert schedule for September and October will be on Friday nights. And that's good because that's to help boost downtown businesses. So we like that. And Mark's really enjoying that. Next is Derby Day ongoing discussion, spring versus summer. Again, you know, we're putting the feelers out on actually changing the date. The feedback from the vendors is positive. They'd go for it because they find the summer months, June, traditional month, very hot. And that affects foot traffic, which affects their profits. Everybody, you know, the citizens seem to be liking it. We really haven't made a real study of Derby Day for we're talking May to be near the actual birth of Derby Day. But we think that it would benefit us because we would be able to attract more food vendors. There's so much competition. Again, I said this before, but having the event in June is competing with graduations and weddings. The teachers love and prefer the event to be moved earlier in the year, Derby Day, so that the students could participate, which is the main reason why we started looking at changing the date. So hopefully we'll have a decision by autumn on that. And of course, changing all that changes everything fiscally too, because you know you're at the end of the fiscal year, you're at the end of the funds that are available, and you're relying more on vendor contributions, vendor fees. But we'll see. Okay, next on the agenda was promoting new neighbor welcome baskets. That's on the back burner right now. And that's because of our staffing limitations. Next is grant writing endeavors. All right. We're just speaking about the budget and Derby Day and the fiscal year and how all that works together. What we have the option of doing is grant writing through the Community Valley Foundation. And we've been speaking with the Catholic War Vets. And they are amenable to us writing a grant and having them work as our sponsor. And if we had a sponsor, we could actually be in the Great Give. The Derby Cultural Commission would be part of the Great Give, which means we could be accepting donations. We can now anyway, but it would give us, you know, more. It would give us more validity out there in the donating nonprofit world, which we're not, but we do need extra funds. We always do. So that's exciting, and that's doable. And that grant writing would start in January. So as we go forward with, you know, rebuilding our staff, you know, that's something we could look into. Seriously, I am probably going to be the grant writer for that, which I've done grants before. So won a couple training grants, I should say. Next on the list was Downtown Merchant Association ongoing survey. That was kind of dropped on the back burner. Some of the staff's been on vacation, some have been sick. That will carry forward because that's just as important as the welcome neighborhood welcome basket. The Derby Day vendor survey again was started, and that needs to be continued. The vendor surveys for the purpose of just getting feedback from the vendors as far as improvements that they think could be made. For new business, the flag raising, the Ukraine Independence Day, August 24th, flag raising was postponed because we couldn't get our traditional 3x5 flags that we normally use on the flagpole at City Hall. So we were disappointed with that. It doesn't mean it's over because there's only 2 days left in August, but we would have loved to have done that. That was a disappointment. Halloween. Okay, we've been in discussions with some local businesses, restaurants in downtown Derby who may do a joint project with us on that. And that's very, very generalized right now. Those conversations are exciting to think about because we do need the support for Halloween, and it would be fun to have it not just a children's event during the day, which traditionally a Derby Day Halloween event is on the green. It's maybe 2 hours and it's a lot of fun. The kids, you know, get to parade in their costumes. They get to carve a pumpkin or paint a pumpkin. They get to enjoy candy from us. And it's just sweet to be out there with the children. But maybe we could do a little bit more this year. We'll see. So as people are listening, whoever's online, just want to make a point to let you know that we do need volunteers, and we do need people on the Cultural Commission that can make a serious commitment. You hear the sirens? See, we need to be rescued. Well, anyway, we need people who can be consistent and show up for every meeting. And there's positions open for secretary. There's permissions for positions open for vice chair. Our current vice chair has other commitments, so he can't be there for us. And our other two key members are near Hartford now, so they're not even in town anymore. And another great person had family obligations. She homeschools, so we're down from 6 to 2. And that's okay for now, but by October, we're gonna need a help. By the way, our volunteers are absolutely terrific. We have volunteers from Derby, Shelton, Trumbull, and they're very enthusiastic and a lot of fun to work with. So volunteers from other towns are always welcome. And the next meeting date will be Monday, September 26th for our Zoom meeting. And that will be also Rosh Hashanah and flag raising. And I think we already bought the flag for that. So we should be good for that. That will be a lot of fun. That will be noon, Rosh Hashanah, flag raising at Derby City Hall. And that is the agenda. So anything to add, Mr. Treasurer? Hello.
Sorry, my mic was muted. No.
Okay, any questions? Any questions, Mr. Treasurer?
No.
Okay. Well, then I think we can adjourn the meeting at 6:19. And thank you, everybody, for being patient with us. Those minutes are forthcoming for May and June. Yeah. Okay. So please follow our Facebook page. We're always updating great cultural events as we see them, or any cool updates for the city of Derby, actually. Okay, 6:20, the meeting adjourns. Thank you so much. See you next month.
All right, have a good night.
Bye-bye.